Hi, this is Allison again with the second update from Greenland for the Englefield Land Archaeology Project. Today is the 7th of July, and everything in the field is going well. Paris Fjord, where we're camped, has been teeming with wildlife in the past week. We've had tons of birds in the area. We've seen both an Arctic hare and an Arctic fox on the outskirts of our camp, as well as seals and walrus in the water. Then there are the not-so-nice animals that we've seen all hundreds of mosquitoes. Unfortunately, with the slightly warmer weather that arrived this past weekend, also came the hatching of mosquitoes. So while before we were eagerly anticipating a little more bearable, now we're all wishing for a cold wind or even snow to put the mosquitoes back into hiding. Anyway, when we're not swatting mosquitoes and applying DEET, we're working on our excavations. We've made it down to what we think is the original floor level on each of the three houses we're working on. We can do this because the houses often had flat paving stones as a floor, which we have uncovered by excavating the soil and sand, which has accumulated on top since the houses were last occupied. Along with the common finds of bones, wood, hair, the occasional turf flake, and baleen, there have also been some especially exciting artifacts found. These include an ivory harpoon head, an ivory comb, a small baleen box, which was probably a needle case, and three connected links of a beautiful carved ivory chain. Although every little fragment we find is a potential source of information and will be shipped back to the archaeology lab at UC Davis for further analysis, it is these instantly identifiable and spectacularly crafted artifacts which chillingly connect us to the past as we pull it out of the ground and make long days of digging through nothing totally worth it. Well, that's about it for now. Thanks again for listening, and I'll report again next week. Goodbye.